This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about the subject of marriage, and as I mentioned to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this beautiful ayat of Surah Ar-Rum, where he called marriage one of his signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered marriage to be so important that he called it one of his signs. And he gave us in the same ayah a formula to make that the most beautiful thing in life. The first khatir on this was about the first word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to describe a beautiful marriage, and that word is sukoon. And the second word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used was the word love, mawadda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. The second word is mawadda. Mawadda means love. Now, love is not simply to be seen in a or to be taken in a physical sense of intimacy, but love begins, true love begins from respect. True love begins from respect. True love begins from gratitude. These are two very important elements that define what is true love. True love is a combination of respect and gratitude. Respect for the individual, respect for the person as a person, who they are, their character, their achievements, and so on. And gratitude for what you receive from them, right? Even if it's a smile, believe me, the sign of a good marriage is that the spouses try to excel. They try to do more and more and more for each other, not less and less, more and more and more for each other. But even if it is a small thing, it is something to be appreciated. So respect and gratitude. When these two are there, then what comes out of that, the product of that, is this beautiful thing which is called love. So this is something to think about. Now, when you, if you want to develop this, then there are two other important things. One is to spend time with each other. This is very, very important. And it is sometimes difficult to get into it, especially for the men, because you would have been, you know, in your bachelor days, so you spent 20, 30 years as a bachelor, and then you get married, and then you suddenly you end up feeling I'm tied down and this and that, you know, all these jokes that are made generally about and these are all male jokes, and they are made by men among men, and the whole joke is of this freedom. You know, my wife went off to her family, and so now I'm free, and I'm this and that. Believe me, these are they're not even funny. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think they are ridiculous jokes. I am extremely, by myself, I'm totally unhappy when my wife is not here. So the point I'm saying is that it is very important to get used to and love the issue of, or love the state of companionship. So spending time with your spouse is very important. It takes time, because just like your friends, I mean, you didn't become so close to somebody on day one. It takes time. And so it will with your wife as well. But if you don't give it that time, it will never happen. So it is something to be that you need to think about, and something to be, really something to be worked for, right? It's because that's the whole beauty of the marriage, that you need to spend time together and get to know one another very well. Second thing is, and that's even more important, which is to notice what each one does for the other, right? Now that is again something which is doesn't happen, and the longer you remain married, the less it happens, because you get used to it. You start taking it for granted, and that is the cause of of misery in marriage, because the everyday thing is always more than an event. So if you are looking at an event or something, oh, you know, this happened, that happened, those are once in a while things, right? But the everyday things, for example, your wife makes your food. I remember this wonderful story which somebody sent me on WhatsApp or something, where this mother makes toast for the father. The child is also there in the room. Remember, children are watching. They listen with their eyes. So be very careful what you do, because this is what you're also conveying to the next generation. So the mother makes toast and the toast is burnt, but the father eats it very happily and says thanks for the food and so on and so forth. The child watches and the child asks the father, they say, the toast was burnt. How did you thank mom for it? He said, every day the toast she gives me is perfect. One day it's burnt. So what do you want me to complain about? Now, from an Islamic perspective, think about it. I always remind myself about this, which is, who is the Razik? Who is the one who is giving me the food? Is it my wife or is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what am I complaining about? My wife only happens to be the agent, or the cook happens to be the agent. So what's the complaint? Allah is the one who's giving me, alhamdulillah. And of course, the most commonly used thing, which is, as I always say, self-interest is the only thing that inspires you, then so be it. But is the issue of people, and today, I mean, subhanAllah, if you look at it, take the people in Gaza, for example, they're being starved. And alhamdulillah, we not only have food, but we have multiple choices of food. It's not one. So, noticing every small thing that a person does. Now, many times, we notice every small negative thing a person does. This is the other part of it, which I want to mention with this notice, which is, it's very important to have a selective memory. Notice every single thing and forget the negatives. Remember only the positives. I'm saying this in your own good interest, in the best interest of yourself as an individual. Remember only the positives. Forget the negatives. Because there will be both. I mean, you know, we are human. So there is no person created, illa Rasulullah, who was perfect in every aspect. And even with Rasulullah, we have the evidence of the Quran to know that his wives expressed some level of, unhappiness with him. Not with him personally, but, you know, for their circumstances. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran to say that if you do not want to be with my Nabi, I will ask him to divorce you in a beautiful way and I will give him better than you. Now, obviously, there was a problem. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat of the Quran. So it is very important to understand that there will be both. There will be negatives and there will be positives. It's up to us what we choose to notice. And noticing has an effect. Whether you notice the negative or you notice the positive has an effect. So choose what you want to notice. Choose what you want to remember. So selective memory, very important. Forget the negatives, remember the positives. One of the things in the nature of the woman especially is the opposite, is to remember the negatives and forget the positives. Please, I'm not being sexist or anything like this. This is something which is so true that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself mentioned this. He said that women stockpile negative things and they forget. A man can do 1,000 good things and she will forget all that. She will take it all for granted, and then one bad thing he does and she piles on to him. So this is something which is the nature of the female. Therefore, it is good to be warned about that. It's good to make sure that you don't fall into that trap. If you are that woman to whom this does not apply, then alhamdulillah, all power to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you every success in life. But if you are not one of them, if you are one of those who stockpiles negative things, well, here is an opportunity to stop doing that. And this doesn't mean that men are exempt from that. Women tend to do it more. Men tend to maybe tend to do it less. But We all do it. We are all culprits in this. So let us make sure that we don't do that. Selective memory. So three things that I mentioned: respect, gratitude, and a selective memory to remember the good and to forget. The secret of a happy marriage. And this is the explanation of the word love. When we do these three things, when we notice things, spend time together, notice what people do and take note of that, our gratitude, are thankful for it, and also I forgot to mention, express this gratitude. People are not mind readers. Even if they are mind readers, they like to hear it from you. So say to them, thank you very much, Jazakallah khair, beautiful meal, beautiful thing. You are looking so good today, mashallah, right? You said something that was so beautiful. You said this to so-and-so, you treated so-and-so in that way. You went there, you did that. Always, always, always thank. And anyone who says, oh, but you see, he knows, she knows, why do I need to say it? Ask yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah said, if you express thanks, I will increase my bounty on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you think your wife knows, your husband knows, then Allah doesn't know. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knows what's in your heart. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you thank, I will increase my blessing on you. And if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ أَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ وَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ أَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah said, if you are ungrateful, then beware, my punishment is severe. So it is not a question of whether the other person knows or does not know. It's a question of your attitude. It's a question of an attitude of gratitude, which is very, very important. And the third thing is to have a selective memory. Remember the good and forget the bad. Right? This is very, very important in a marriage. To keep the marriage happy, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and thereby create a marriage in which we are very, very happy together, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.